The Kervain's tenosynovitis is a painful condition affecting the tendons on the thumb side of your wrist. The specific tendons involved are extensor pollicis longus and abductor pollicis brevis. It's called tenosynovitis as the synovial sheath around the tendons become thickened or inflamed, causing the tendons to get stuck or catch as they attempt to move through the sheath. It's characterized by pain when you turn your wrist, grasp, or lift, particularly with the thumb pointing upwards. The condition is more common in women than in men, and it's often associated with pregnancy. Baby care, including lifting a baby many times a day, can make the condition worse. There are a wide range of causes, including but not limited to the following. Any activity that relies on repetitive hand or wrist movement, such as working in the garden, playing golf, or lifting a baby. Direct injury to your wrist or tendon. This can create inflammation or scar tissue, which can restrict movement of the tendons. Inflammatory arthritis, such as rheumatoid arthritis. One of the tests used by doctors and hand therapists to diagnose de Kervain's tenosynovitis is called the Finkelstein's test. It involves clasping the thumb in a gentle fist and bending the wrist forward, as if you were slowly hammering. Then, the area highlighted in the picture is pressed. In a positive test, there's a sharp, disproportionate pain. Imaging tests, such as x-rays, generally aren't needed to diagnose de Kervain's tenosynovitis. The main symptoms are as follows. Pain to the base of the thumb, where it intersects with the wrist over a landmark called the anatomical snuffbox. Swelling near the base of your thumb. Difficulty moving your thumb and wrist when doing activities that involve grasping or pinching. And a sticking or catching sensation in the back of your thumb when you try to move it. If the condition continues without treatment, the pain may become more generalized and radiate up your thumb, back into your forearm, or both. Pinching, grasping, and other movements of your thumb and wrist aggravate the pain. Treatment for de Kervain's tenosynovitis may include medications, hand therapy, or surgery. Treatment is generally more successful if begun early on, though the pain may reoccur if you don't discontinue the repetitive motions or activity that aggravate your condition. If treatment is started early on, symptoms of de Kervain's may improve or completely resolve within 4 to 6 weeks. When de Kervain's starts during pregnancy, symptoms usually get better around the end of the pregnancy or when breastfeeding stops. Therapy. Therapy usually begins with the provision of a custom or off-the-shelf splint that immobilizes the wrist and thumb. Icing the affected area several times throughout the day. Avoiding all activity and movement that creates pain. Your hand therapist will also teach you exercises focused on your wrist, hand, and arm to strengthen your muscles, reduce pain, and limit the irritation of the tendons. Several modalities can offer some relief when used in conjunction with the approaches listed above. These include ultrasound, phonophoresis, and cold laser. Medications. To reduce pain and swelling, a physician may recommend using NSAIDs such as ibuprofen or naproxen. They may also recommend injections of corticosteroid medications into the tendon sheath to reduce swelling. The results of this treatment can vary from patient to patient, with some obtaining full relief, some incomplete or temporary, and some no benefit at all. Surgery. If the condition is more chronic or has been going on for several months or more, your physician may recommend surgery. Surgery involves a procedure in which your surgeon opens the sheath to release the pressure and restore free tendon gliding. It's usually done in an outpatient facility and can effectively restore pain-free function. Therapy may be required afterwards, as there's sometimes irritation of a sensory nerve close to the tendons that can cause hypersensitivity to the skin. There may also be adhesions, loss of motion, and strength that can be helped with hand therapy. If you have any questions about de Kervain's tenosynovitis or anything related to hand therapy, please feel free to contact us.